Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is February 19, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Ria Money Transfer, Austrian Post Sign Remittance Partnership. Visa, a Core Enter co-branded card partnership. Paysend unveils global account in Europe. CPI Card Group, Harland Clark reveal growth achieved by instant issuance solution. V Promos rolls out loyalty, text messaging, and processing solution for SMBs. Wirecard, Raiffeisen Bank to offer financial services across Central and Eastern Europe. Cardtronics enables cash balance reloads for Amazon customers. Worldline chosen by Subway as provider of omni-channel payment solutions. Amber Group partners with NCB to launch mobile payment app. Aditi is officially announcing their products to the market. Card incentives jump on businesses shift away from cash. MasterCard, collaboration is key to scaling real-time payments. Now let's get started. Ria Money Transfer, Austrian Post Sign Remittance Partnership. Ria Money Transfer, a subsidiary of Euronet Worldwide, has entered in a remittance partnership with Austrian Post's banking entity Bank99, according to Electronic Payments International. The move will enable consumers send cross-border remittances from the bank's 400 post office branches and 300 partner locations. On the other hand, the collaboration provides Bank99 customers with access to Ria's global cash pickup network. The network includes 397,000 locations across 160 countries. Services are expected to be available in selected branches by the 4th of May 2020. Visa, a Core Enter co-branded card partnership. Visa and France-based hospitality company Accor have launched a co-branded card for the hotel company's All Accor Live Limitless Loyalty Program members. The All Visa card offers loyalty points and member perks in key markets around the world, allowing guests to accumulate points on purchases and stays at Accor properties. Accor operates 5,000 hotel properties under a total of 39 brands, including the Raffles, Fairmont, Sofitel, Banyan Tree, Mondrian and Delano names. The company has 64 million loyalty members and 250 million customers globally. According to the company, partnering with Visa will be a boost to Accor as they embark on the shared journey to develop the co-branded payment card. Paysend unveils global account in Europe. UK-based fintech Paysend has launched its global account, a fee-free mobile money account with multi-currency wallet and new payment features. The aim of the global account is to help consumers save up to 2 billion British pounds in currency conversions when spending money abroad or on overseas websites. The solution enables users to pay, hold, and spend their money when traveling through a multi-currency wallet, removing many fees. Paysend's new feature incorporates a multi-currency wallet, including Chinese yuan. It facilitates the switch value between currencies using the mid-market exchange rate and allows payments in local currency using the Paysend MasterCard or in-app virtual card. Customers are also enabled to transfer money internationally from within the app directly to other global account users. CPI Card Group, Harland Clark reveal growth achieved by instant issuance solution. Payment tech company and credit, debit, and prepaid solutions provider CPI Card Group has highlighted new growth milestones achieved by its card-at-once instant issuance solution. This has been done via the partnership with Omnichannel, customer engagement solutions provider Harland Clark. CPI Today serves more than 1,600 financial institutions with nearly 11,000 card-at-once printers in market and 6 million cards printed annually. Card-at-once was launched 9 years ago, and represented the first instant issuance solution to be backed by a software-as-a-service (SaaS) model. Via the company's collaboration, Card-at-Once has continued to experience growth and build momentum, with more than 2,000 new printers sold in 2019 alone. Moreover, it also supports dual-interface card solutions, helping banks and credit unions accommodate the popularity of contactless payment trends among consumers. VPromos rolls out loyalty, text messaging, and processing solution for SMBs. VPromos, a provider of loyalty and customer engagement solutions, has launched VLoyalty SMB. VLoyalty uses patented payments terminal-based card-linking technology with no loyalty cards, apps, punch cards, coupons or promo codes for consumers to use. Compliant SMS text messaging engages customers with offers, promotions and awards and keeps them up to date on loyalty point status. Initially available in Dallas and Atlanta markets, nationwide rollout of VLoyalty SMB will take place through the year. VLoyalty SMB offers free payment processing with a low monthly software as a service (SaaS) fee, according to the official press release. The loyalty and engagement system comes pre-configured for plug-and-play installation, and because it is cloud-based, software updates happen automatically. The solution addresses boutique retailers like pet, gift, consignment and cigar stores, coffee, tea, bakery, donut, cupcake, ice cream and yogurt shops, specialty restaurants, pet services like grooming, boarding and training, liquor stores, as well as CBD and vape shops. Wirecard, Raiffeisen Bank to offer financial services across Central and Eastern Europe. Wirecard has teamed with Raiffeisen Bank International to offer merchants in Central and Eastern Europe a complete range of financial services. In non-EU countries, such as Ukraine or Serbia, Raiffeisen Bank International (RBI) takes on the role of the acquirer and processes payments via the Wirecard platform. Merchants also gain easy access to the entire portfolio of payment services the Wirecard platform offers. The integration of these services into their business is therefore quick and easy. Raiffeisen representatives have stated that thanks to the bank's cooperation with Wirecard, merchants can not only improve their digital payment processes, but also optimize the entire customer experience thanks to the wide scope of services the Wirecard platform offers. Together, the companies offer payment acceptance in combination with technical expertise and comprehensive financial services. Wirecard is a digital platform in the area of financial commerce. The company provides both corporate clients and consumers with a constantly expanding ecosystem of real-time value-added services built around digital payments by using an integrated B2B2C approach. This ecosystem concentrates on solutions in the areas payment and risk, retail and transaction banking, loyalty and coupon programs in addition to data analytics and conversion rate enhancement across all sales channels, online, mobile, e-POS. Cardtronics enables cash balance reloads for Amazon customers. ATM operator Cardtronics has announced that Amazon customers can load cash onto their Amazon cash balances at up to 400 U.S. ATMs by using a mobile number. They can add $5 to $500 to their balances by verifying the mobile number linked to their Amazon accounts and deposit the cash electronically by entering their mobile numbers at one of 400 Allpoint Plus ATMs. An Amazon gift card is digitally added to the customer's Amazon balance and can be used for purchase. No physical card is required to complete the transaction. Cardtronics Allpoint Plus with Amazon Cash is providing more access and more choice for cash-centric customers by leveraging the company's ATM locations, the company explained, adding that freeing the ATM from the constraints of traditional credit cards allows them to offer secure and convenient services to a virtually unlimited variety of digital accounts, well outside traditional checking and savings programs. The Allpoint Plus network operates in major retail establishments in major U.S. markets, including New York, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, and Miami. Additional ATM locations are planned for other cities. Worldline chosen by Subway as provider of omni-channel payment solutions. Worldline, the European provider of payment and transaction services, has been selected to provide payment solutions to Subway restaurants across Europe. Worldline's solution includes POS and e-commerce acceptance as well as payment terminals operating with the new Nexo retailer protocol. This sets the standards for interoperability with all Nexo-compliant cash registers. The rollout is planned across multiple markets starting in 2020. Worldline offers Subway a payment infrastructure based on the YOMANI terminal. A new level of flexibility is enabled by implementing the new Nexo retailer protocol that facilitates the connection between the card payment infrastructure and the retail POS system. Subway and its franchise owners will benefit from Worldline's commitment to omni-channel solutions when it comes to management information. A consolidated reporting of all payment flows, regardless of their origin, provides valuable insight and decision support at all levels. Through its intuitive onboarding portal, Worldline enables franchise owners to have the payments functionality for their business up and running in no time. Additional features include the optional DCC, dynamic currency conversion, in tourist or multi-currency locations as well as POS advertising functionalities. Amber Group partners with NCB to launch mobile payment app. Technology company Amber Group has partnered with National Commercial Bank Jamaica to launch the Amber Pay mobile app. Amber Pay will allow merchants to process their customers' payments utilizing a smartphone or tablet, ultimately eliminating the need to carry cash or a physical wallet. The onboarding process is quick and easy, and once registered, users will experience the convenience of having an electronic wallet that houses most major debit and credit cards, enabling them to make secure transactions, Amber Pay said in a press release. All current NCB merchants will be able to accept payments through the Amber Pay app through a simple registration process. Merchants who are not currently serviced by NCB can sign up at any time subject to approval by NCB. What's more, Amber Pay can be fully integrated with NCB's portable POS machines, allowing for on-the-go payments. Features of the Amber Pay app include unique rewards platform which allows users to earn points from every transaction, geo-mapping, real-time merchant locator based on your preferred business sector, offers and rewards, in-app digital receipts, real-time spend analytics, and budgeting tools and detailed transactions history. Aditi is officially announcing their products to the market. Aditi, a new fintech company, has announced a solution where they can offer payment products, such as iDeal and BanContact, to other fintech companies. Aditi was launched at the MPE 2020 in Berlin. The company has built a brand new payment solution for e-billing companies, independent software providers and financial institutions. These companies can add and resell payment solutions to their customers in a one-stop shop proposition. Aditi is a spin-off from Buckaroo and showcasing the Belgium fintech scale-up Palm Peace of Mind as their first client. Palm optimizes the invoicing process for both sides of the market, billers and customers. Their invoice payment services allow companies large and small to lower their collection costs and speed up receivables. Palm entered into a partnership agreement with Aditi in 2019. Buckaroo is a payment service provider in the Netherlands, founded in 2005. Various corporates and e-commerce companies use Buckaroo's payment technology, from a smart checkout for online payments to extensive customization in the areas of collection, subscription services and credit management. Card incentives jump on businesses' shift away from cash. Going cashless has long been a conversation in the consumer payments world, but a new report from HSBC in the UK suggests businesses could be following suit. Analysis of contactless card transactions revealed that the volume of commercial card contactless payments, both debit and credit, jumped 24% between 2018 and 2019. At the same time, commercial credit cards' cash advances dropped 14% last year. According to HSBC, the data could signal a decline in businesses' use of petty cash as corporates make the shift to corporate cards. This week's look at the latest in commercial card innovation explores the latest technology offerings adding new incentives for businesses to make that switch, from cash-back rewards to streamlined employee expense management and faster access to earned revenues. SumUp wields cards for faster revenue. UK-based SumUp announced the debut of its business credit card in conjunction with MasterCard this week, with a focus on accelerating businesses' access to revenue flowing in via SumUp's point-of-sale POS platform. The launch of the SumUp card aims to address friction in both the making and taking of payments, the company said in its announcement, connecting small and medium-sized businesses (SMBs) to next-day payouts and an automated flow of funds from their SumUp card readers to the SumUp card. Visa links with Konfo on SMB cards in Mexico. Fintech Konfo recently revealed a collaboration with Visa to connect SMBs in the country to corporate cards. Reports in Contexto said businesses can access virtual cards on the Konfo platform, which touts an accelerated application and approval process, enabling businesses to use their V-card immediately while they wait for a physical card in the mail. According to reports, the solution aims to reduce small businesses' reliance on personal credit to finance and manage business spend. HDFC collaborates on corporate card. HDFC Bank is collaborating with MasterCard and SAP Concur in India to roll out a new corporate card to streamline business spend and expense management. The card transaction data will automatically integrate into SAP Concur, the company's announcement said this week, highlighting the control and transparency that integrated card technology provides. This enables corporates to uncover valuable spend data, simplify processes, and make smart decisions, said SAP Concur India Managing Director Mankiran Chauhan in a statement. Centre expands beyond cards for T&E. Centre had initially debuted its business spend management solution in the form of a commercial card tool with integrated touchscreen and battery, but GeekWire reports this week said the company is now expanding beyond commercial card technology with the debut of its expense management platform. Describing the launch as a pivot, reports said Centre is focusing on artificial intelligence to automate expense reporting for the middle market, though the company will continue to connect clients with a Visa corporate card that can integrate automatically into its expense software. Targeted for businesses with between 50 to 1,000 employees, Centre's platform targets firms that don't really have the traditional manager or dedicated staff accountants to manage a program from the likes of Concur, which has invested in Centre, according to Centre CEO Naveen Singh. Ramp banks on cash-back. B2B fintech Ramp made its market debut last week with its commercial credit card that offers a cash-back program designed to entice business users to take control of their spend. According to reports, the company wants to help businesses spend less, not more, on its cards by exposing spending waste and overspending from card transaction data analytics. For businesses, a dollar saved is 100 times better than a reward point earned, said CEO and co-founder Eric Glyman. Reports in Pulse 2.0 said the company also announced $25 million in funding for its technology led by Founders Fund's Keith Rabois. Transportation drags WEX's fleet card segment. Commercial payments technology company WEX released its Q4 earnings results late last week, and while CEO Melissa Smith highlighted 2019 as another record year for the company, reports in Freight Waves noted the impact of the trucking industry's slowdown on fleet card earnings. Total fuel payments processed rose less than 1% year over year, with fuel price declines weighing down on the numbers, reports said. We continue to see challenges in the trucking market, said WEX Chief Financial Officer Roberto Simon, adding that the biggest drag on this segment of the company's operations stems from the transportation industry. The highest fleet credit losses stem from small over-the-road fleets, the company noted. MasterCard, collaboration is key to scaling real-time payments. With speed being the most obvious value proposition of real-time payments capabilities, and with businesses often looking to extend payment terms as long as possible, it's difficult to imagine that corporate payers would be eager to embrace faster payments functionality in their accounts payable (AP) departments. But for many firms, that's exactly what they're beginning to do. PYMNT's recent Making Real-Time Payments a Reality, Rising Demand for Real-Time Payments report, a collaboration with MasterCard, found that two-thirds of corporate survey respondents said they are either very or extremely aware of real-time payments and even more are interested in using the functionality. It's not speed that's driving corporates' real-time payment roadmaps, however convenience and data availability are at the top of their list of benefits. According to MasterCard Executive Vice President of New Payment Flows Ronald Schultz, the survey results are promising for the real-time B2B payments landscape. Companies are beginning to understand the connection between payment flows and data flows, he told Karen Webster in a recent discussion. Now you're talking about some significant process efficiencies and visibility that you don't have in an ACH environment and certainly not in a check environment. Despite corporates' excitement about real-time payments, the check and ACH environment persists, with tall barriers standing in the way of turning real-time payments interest into adoption. As Schultz emphasized, collaboration between corporates, banks, fintechs, and the broader payments ecosystem will be essential to lifting those barriers. Tackling barriers, both real and perceived. When it comes to real-time payments, many corporates may assume that the technical burdens of adoption will be a headache, which may prevent their first steps toward adoption. According to Schultz, all of the components of the payments ecosystem must work together to develop real-time payment products and services, with an emphasis on easy onboarding and an elevated end-user experience for corporates and small businesses. What we can do as existing players in the ecosystem is build applications to take on that perceived technological burden of real-time payments, and then make it easy for participants, he said, pointing to MasterCard products like Bill Pay Exchange and Payment on Delivery. At the center of their design is an understanding that the technological lift will not be part of the equation. Another major barrier to adoption is the concern of real-time payments fraud, a threat for both service providers and corporate users. Again, collaboration is essential to easing this point of friction, Schultz said, highlighting MasterCard's work with VocaLink, which it acquired in 2016 to collaborate on more robust fraud solutions. With a dramatically shortened window of opportunity to identify a potentially fraudulent transaction, and with real-time payments often irrevocable, tech innovators can work together to stay ahead of the curve, contributing their expertise in areas like pre-authorization, artificial intelligence, AI, and behavioral analytics to keep pace with fraud risks. There is less time to apply traditional fraud techniques, said Schultz. It's very important to keep those fraud detection tools modern and fitting to this faster money-moving environment. Banks' collaborative opportunity. While financial technology behemoths can find value in collaborating, MasterCard has also emphasized the role its network banks play in promoting corporate real-time payments adoption by working with tech partners as well as their corporate clients. Corporates trust their banks in this space, said Schultz. They may see interesting applications from fintechs, get intrigued by that, and then turn back to their banks to look for new offerings as they seek to understand more about real-time payments. But it's not enough for banks to simply collaborate with their tech partners to develop real-time payment apps for corporates, Schultz said. Banks must also participate in a collaborative ecosystem that promotes compliance by combating fraud and promotes ease of implementation to drive adoption. Because banks are often corporates' most trusted financial partners, those institutions will be key to helping businesses understand the full value proposition of real-time payments, beyond transaction speed. For corporate recipients, the value proposition of data transmission is a clear means of promoting streamlined reconciliation. But, as Schultz noted, corporate payers may not always understand the data opportunity in real-time payments. The use of paper for invoicing and payments creates a pain on both sides, he said. Think about the scenario where a payer has sent a check, but the receiver is unable to apply it to an invoice. Who are they going to call? The payer. Real-time payments can dissipate the burden of AP departments having to explain over the phone how payments should be applied, a pain point that Schultz said is one of the many ongoing struggles corporates endure in an ecosystem where cash and checks remain so prevalent, despite recent advancements in corporate real-time payments solutions. With banks, technology innovators, and corporates working together, the ecosystem will be better able to push corporates from real-time payments interest to real-time payments adoption. Consumers are living in a digital payments environment with real-time responses and messaging, but when they go into their offices in accounts payable or accounts receivable, it's like they're stepping back 20 years into a commercial payments environment, said Schultz. As an industry, we owe corporates meaningful apps to bring real-time payments to life. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.